paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
The Burt Show.
I have to send a very humbling text to my husband first thing this morning. I don't know if you know this, but hot girls hit curbs. What?
That is your favorite thing to do.
I don't know why, after all these years of driving, my depth perception is still so off. I hit a curb so hard this morning on my way to work. Same route to work. I go every single morning. But this morning, when I say I took out a curb, I laughed like I audibly laughed in the car at how bad I hit this curb. There were witnesses. I'm sure they got a good chuckle this morning. But now I need to send a text to my husband and be like, might need to check that back right tire because I done did it again.
And the worst part about messing up one tire is you got to replace them all. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, no. I hope you don't got
to
replace it.
I don't think I have to replace it because, I mean, she drove fine the rest of the way in. Not that that means anything. And I don't know crap about cars, but... Yeah.
You might want to back out just a little slower.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not. I was taking a turn. I was coming out and coming on to Lenox to get on 400. And I just cut that turn there a little too tight and just ba-doop, ba-doop. Just. I was like practically on the sidewalk. I don't know what I was doing.
Wait, really? You hit that thing?
I hit it so hard.
Look at you giving her driving advice. You haven't been driving a car
in 8 years. 20 years. I don't know why y'all keep with this joke, man. I've drove most of my life in the hardest place in the world to drive, might
I
add.
I could imagine how many curbs I would hit in New York City.
Yes.
Lord help us all. Yes, Tommy.
Abby, who told you you have to replace all your tires?
The guy at the tire place.
Well, last he got you.
Exactly.
Well, you have to replace at least two of them.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Google it.
No,
oh my
you
God.
Don't.
If the treads are like, what I have learned is depending on like how bald the tire is, what the tread looks like you don't want a bald tire in a tire with full tread.
Well, but yeah, a bald tire is one that needs replacement.
So I feel like unless they're both getting to the point of needing replacing, you should be fine replacing one.
That's mm-hmm. why we rotate the tires because they have to be even.
That's what the tire salesman said.
He told you
the tires was married because he'd be apart.
I don't know much about cars, but I do know you gotta have even tires.
And he told me I had to get it painted.
All right, listen, right.
You needed a new interior.
I know it's so early, but if there is a car mechanic listening, even though that may be a tire guy might agree with Abby just so he can sell more tires, but...
Just pretend you're a tire guy. Just some man in his 40s call up and back me up.
If you have substantial tire knowledge, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746, and we will put this to rest. All right, Mo, your friend can... like. Did he actually embarrass himself on live television?
He did. He tried to get himself a little extra saucy, put some sauce on himself for an interview, and didn't go his way. So he was asked to be on a television show. The host, her name is Portia, and she has this daily talk show that's on regionally in, like, I think 20 different states or something like that. And
is this the former Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No, I thought it was too.
Yeah.
No, they just share a name, but okay. Two different people. And but he was, I guess this was it's a big deal for him in his industry to get this invite. And so he was very excited about it. And so he goes to his barber and he tells his barber what he's doing. So his barber just like, oh, well, if you're going to be on television, then this is a moment for both of us. Because his barber wanted to have him looking right.
Of course.
So he gives him what I've never heard of before, but apparently there's this, they're called fibers. And it's something that barbers are now putting in guys' hair, which is supposed to make your hairline look a little more fresh, a little more crisp.
Oh, like extensions, but for dudes.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. Exactly. Like just it refreshes your hairline, makes you look young again. If you're losing your edges
gotcha.
A little bit.
So if your hairline is starting to run away from you, they can use these fibers to bring it back towards your face.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And some people might have seen them. Like, sometimes the videos go viral because it's like a spray. So they'll like put this little thing on your face so the spray doesn't get on your face, but it gets right and fills in your hairline. And apparently, if you don't wait long enough and it gets a little too hot anywhere you are, well, the fibers start to melt.
Oh, no.
So this guy had no idea that this was even a thing. He never told him, like, hey, man, be sure you're not around any heat at least for like 24 hours.
And if you're on television, you're under those camera lights, and those puppies are hot.
Bingo. So there he is. And the thing is, the funniest part of it is he doesn't know exactly when this happened.
Oh, no.
He just knew that when he was on the interview, they had to pull him off. Because they kept like motioning to him, hey man, and he's like, what? Like, he didn't get it. He had two streaks just going down like his forehead down the side of his face while they were filming him because the fibers started melting.
Oh, no.
And his hairline was just dripping into his lap.
No.
And he said by the time he got to the mirror, like it was dry. So he had no idea how long that had been there. To the point where I'm like, well, did people think like this was a style? Like, why didn't anybody say, hey, man, your hairline is on your face? But he said nobody ever told him. So now he's just sitting there and he's trying to do the interview. They had to stop the whole interview. Everything that they were originally going to cut, they had to redo because his hairline was running down his face.
So, I feel like it's got to look like sweat or something. Like, maybe he was just nervous. Like, it's just dripping.
Apparently, it's just heat. It's just like, maybe the sweat is what gets it going. Because he said he wasn't sweating, but I don't know. I just know, maybe he put the fibers on wrong.
Mm.
And his barber doesn't want to admit that. I don't know. But yeah, his hairline was on his face.
I want to see the video that got cut, though. The film that got cut.
When they forced him to go backstage.
Yeah, his hairline. All right, Chris, welcome to the Burt Show. First and foremost, what are your credentials when it comes to tires?
Yes, I actually work for Goodyear. Been working for Goodyear for about 2 years now.
All right. I feel like then you are definitely knowledgeable about tires. I hit a curb. If I have to replace that tire, do I have to replace two of them?
No, you do not.
Okay.
Honestly, you just have to look at that one. If it looks fine, you're fine. If it gouged just slightly, you might want to replace it. But other than that, you can keep rolling.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, it's not just the tire, guys. It's my parents, too. Like, my mom was here when I busted my tire about a year ago.
I remember that.
And she was like, yeah, you have to get at least two. And then we just ended up replacing all four of them.
Oh.
It's coming from in the house.
Yeah. My parents just hate me.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Elon Musk's supposed baby mama says that she had to sell her Tesla because he apparently pulled back some of his child support. So this is very, very dramatic. We need Maury Povich in for this. So Ashley St. Clair is a conservative influencer who says that she shares a child with Elon Musk. And she was very publicly selling her $100,000 Tesla that she apparently got as a gift from Elon Musk because she said that in order to, quote, maintain control and punish her, he ended up pulling back some child support. So on social media, when all of this became public knowledge, Elon Musk put out on X, aka Twitter, he said, I don't even know if the child is mine or not, but I'm not against finding out. No court order is needed. Despite not knowing for sure, I have given Ashley $2.5 million and have been sending her $500,000 a year in child support.
The thing I'm caught on is that he's like, I'm not against finding out. Well, I'd hope not. A woman is claiming that this child is yours. The least you could do is do a paternity test. And I mean, it'll either prove yes, you are the father, or no, you are not the father.
Especially if you're going to pay regardless.
Yeah. Like
you might as well go find out if it's yours or not. That's a different kind of money to just say, I'll just pay without even going to find out.
That's a billionaire's money.
If I knew it was that easy to become a millionaire at 25, 26, 27, I would have been hanging around whatever clubs Elon Musk was at. Like, ethically, morally, doesn't align with me. But hey, like, if he's just going to throw some money my way.
Right.
But then Ashley came back at him when he tweeted that and basically said that we asked you to confirm a paternity test before our child was born, who he apparently named. And she's saying that he refused. How are you going to refuse a paternity test and then just start throwing millions of dollars at this woman?
And name the child.
And name the child, which we know is a crime in itself because his kids are like X, Y, Z.
I know.
A squared plus B squared Facts. Equals C squared.
That is if everything she is saying is, you know, is truthful. But yeah, just I'm whatever.
Well, too rich for me to understand.
I know it.
In other,
how many kids does that make for him?
Oh my God, like 13.
Does
think.
He know?
Yeah, probably not. Because now I think he's exceeded Nick Cannon.
Cannon?
Uh-huh.
I never realized they were neck and neck like that.
Oh, they're competing.
Let's see.
All right, well, speaking of eye-rolling news, Morgan Wallen has put out a new line of merchandise that...
Oh, no, he's got seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got some work to do.
Yeah, he's got
to catch up. Well, anyway, Morgan Wallen is selling new merch that is a nice little nod to his tweet or his Instagram story after Saturday Night Live over the weekend. If you missed this, Morgan Wallen just looked totally miserable at the end of SNL over the weekend and
he really did.
Yeah, you're supposed to hang out. You're supposed to like congratulate everyone when the credits start rolling and you know, hug everyone. And what he just literally went right off set.
So I don't know why I got so invested in this yesterday because, you know, you told us about Kenan Thompson doing his interview and they were talking about his face. So I had seen the clip of Morgan Wallen walking off the SNL stage. I mean, just right out the front, right past the camera. But I was like, I really want to see Kenan Thompson's face. So I found the full clip of the rolling credits. And I don't know if you know this, like what you see on TV is just a small portion, but SNL posted the entire rolling credits, which actually they're on stage for quite a while, like waving at people and talking and hugging. Mm-hmm. Kenan Thompson's face. He purses his lips and his eyes get big. And he's just like, after he watches Morgan Wallen, and he's just sitting there and he's just kind of clapping. And then somebody comes up and hugs him and he whispers in their ear. And then she turns and looks and she has this like this WTF page. Like, what were you doing? That moment was better than Morgan Wallen walking off the stage.
Said everything he couldn't really say out loud.
Uh-huh.
Well, it very much appeared that he wanted to get out of there ASAP. So then he posted on his Instagram story a photo of his private jet. And it said, get me to God's country.
God's country.
So now he's selling merch that... You guessed it, says, get me to God's country. So.
Oh, he's going to make so much money off of that.
So much money off of it. I think some people think it's funny. Some people might wear it ironically.
Oh, no. People are going to wear it non-ironically, for sure.
All right. Cardi B says her ex-husband Offset is threatening her life and her reputation. I'm going to tell you the harrowing details from her live stream on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mo, you ready to go to outer space?
I am.
Abby, you ready to go to outer space?
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm not because I was already in the hallway and I can smell it. All right, Rebecca, How did you find a perfume that allegedly smells like outer space and also the moon?
TikTok.
Of course you did.
Thanks, TikTok. Yeah, I've been following a lot of perfume talk influencers, but they don't review normal perfumes that you would get at Sephora. They review the very interesting niche perfumes that really pique my interest because the reactions to these scents are a little over the top.
Are they over the top? Or are they accurate? Because here's what happened was I needed to go get me a coffee. So I left the studio and I walked to the break room and I could smell something. And then when I came back and I walked back through the hallway again, OMG. Like, what is that?
So I've realized I'm not fit to be an astronaut because my big idea was that I could spray these perfumes that you guys are about to smell on the little tester strips out in the hallway because I was like, they're not going to linger. They're fine. This is like kind of like it's like a contained area. It'll go away on its own. And then I start spraying and Jackson and Amber and intern Sadie literally walk to me like the studio is on fire and are frightened.
Yes.
Because the smell has started to waft down the hall. And that scent, it has lingered. It is still on my hands, which is very unfortunate. But yeah, you guys are about to smell the smell of space.
All right. Oh.
Oh.
I think we should drop the word about, because I'm sitting here.
I can smell it.
And it is wafting into
y'all
my nostrils.
Y'all can already smell it?
Oh, God,
you
yes.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I can't smell anything.
This is a seal-tight Ziploc bag, and I can smell the moon coming out of it. All right, so Rebecca has brought in two Ziploc bags. They have the perfume tester strips in there, and one is labeled moon, and the other is labeled space. Now, before we open... I can already smell it.
You know what it kind of smells like? After I leave a pile of clothes out on the floor, my cats think it's a litter box and they pee on it. Oh, that after smell is what this reeks like.
Oh my God.
So I am curious, before we smell this, how did they determine what space in the moon? Like, did they actually work with NASA? Did they work with mm-hmm. astronauts? They did.
So decades ago, NASA designed a fragrance to train astronauts and prepare them for how outer space actually smells. And if
so it's part of their training.
Yes. These are like fragrances that were used on future astronauts to prepare them for how terrible and pungent space actually is. Mm. As they would walk back onto the space station after their spacewalks, they would notice this very lingering, pungent scent that would be stuck to their astronaut suits. And these smells are replicated after those fragrances.
All right, so are we going to space first, or are we going to the moon first?
I'm going to say go to the moon first, because to me, the moon smells just a little better. And I'm going to count you guys down.
Well, no, because Jackson's in here to film. And so in order to get everybody... Mo, mm-hmm. you're going to be the first one to step onto the moon.
Well, I got to go right. first.
Because
one small step for man, one giant leap for perfume kind.
One small smell for man.
Oh. All right, so this is, like, instead of Apollo 13, this is Burt Show 13. We have landed on the moon, though I don't think Apollo 13 made it to the moon, right? Houston, we have a problem. Anyway, mm-hmm. so here we go. You're about to walk out. You're stepping on the moon. What does it smell like? We taking a big whiff. Close the bag.
It's a little underwhelming. It smells like a fresh diaper. That's the smell I got. I don't know why. That's the first thing I thought of.
All right, Abby.
Okay.
Step out. Go. You're on.
To the moon.
Yeah, it still smells like cat pee residue.
That ammonia smell.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already...
That's exactly what it smells like when urine is in a diaper. That's what it smells
that's
like.
Yeah, it's actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, the moon actually, I feel like, kind of has an interestingly pleasant scent.
That is not pleasant. You're crazy if you think that's pleasant.
Maybe I'm kind of freaky. It has like an undertone of vanilla that you can kind of smell if you really like put the tester right up to your nose.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that hint of vanilla on the moon.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love that you smell that.
Yeah. I love definitely urine for me.
I love that moon journey for you. All right, Abby, now we're just in space.
Okay.
Go first.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
Space is worse.
That one is so much worse. Oh, my God. They smell that all the time?
Yeah. Once they come back off their spacewalks, that's what they're smelling.
Well, because they have... Well, no, because they don't have their helmets on all the time, only when they're outside of the...
I think it would literally penetrate, like, from outside of their astronaut uniforms, whatever that's called, into, like, their underclothes.
Their space suits?
Yes, there's... yes, there's space suits.
The astronaut. We have never sounded less smart in our entire lives.
I'm not a scientist.
All right, here we go. Go into space.
Uh-huh.
Dun-dun-dun. Yeah, that one burns a little bit.
Okay.
I don't want to be an astronaut.
Oh, my God. Yeah, send me a postcard. I'm all set.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry, is that bad?
It's bad.
Uh-oh.
It's bad.
Okay.
Hold on. No. Hold on. Calm. As of my son, we're learning mindful breathing.
Chandler, you're an astronaut.
Okay. Y'all, okay.
I should have went first.
Go.
I want to go now.
Go, Mo. Go. Okay. Go to space.
All right.
Go in. Get in.
Oh.
Right?
Hey, yo. Oh. Yeah, that's nasty. What is that?
That's like right after someone peed in the
diaper.
That's
exactly what... That's fresh urine.
No,
that's fresh pee.
That is not urine. If your urine smells like that, you need to go to a doctor, like, stat.
What's NASA's mission next to get Febreze into space? Because they cannot... This is a crime. They work all their lives to go to space, and they have to smell this for 9 months?
All that work up there, that's what you want them to do. Oh, spray some Febreze.
I'm just looking out for them.
The Burt Show.
How upset and how sick to your stomach would you be if you lost... lost $2.5 million.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'd go lay in a hole and never move.
Right?
I'm going to play in traffic.
A 76-year-old woman in Pennsylvania is desperately searching for a winning lottery ticket worth $2.5 million. She thinks she left it in the pocket of a jacket that she donated to a charity. She's going to...
I was stupefied. There's no words for it. It was like beyond expression. How can I get it back?
So that's Mildred. And she donated a jacket to Vietnam Veterans of America.
Oh, no.
And inside the pocket was a $2.5 million winning lottery ticket.
That's like the ultimate no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
Life is not fair.
She's just going to tell people exactly where to find it as if they're not just going to take it and run for themselves.
Oh,
I can't imagine that feeling.
I can't. And also, like, Mildred. No, I'm not going to do that. Never mind.
What? Don't do it. Do it.
Say it.
Do it.
Well, you know, she's 76.
So does she really need it?
No. Whoa. No, she does. But,
I mean, how much longer is she going to get to use it?
Abigail, dark mode Abby this early? Really? Really?
I'm just stating facts.
She's not going through enough.
You know what I mean? Like, her kids are grown if she's got kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Mildred, she's 76, right? And maybe she could blow through $2.5 million. But I was thinking, like, if you're one of her kids... Or one of her grandkids.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, like, inheritance. Like, seriously, like, mom or granny, you just tossed $2.5 million.
Me and Grandma Mildred going to find a ticket.
Right?
If I got to take it myself.
Here's a theory. What if it actually wasn't a winning lottery ticket whatsoever? What if poor sweet Mildred just thought it was a winning ticket? And now she's got this, like, got us all on a wild goose hunt. We finally find the ticket and it's like, Granny.
Nah.
Sorry.
Sound like a Lifetime movie.
All right, so Kenzie hit us up, and she is starting to catch feelings for a guy at work, and she does want to make a move, but she's worried about making she's worried about making things weird at work, so she wants our advice. Hey, Kenzie, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi. How are you guys?
So good. Okay, so thank you so much for your email. I'm going to let you tell everybody kind of the situation, what you have going on at work, and why you're kind of like in this limbo. Do I make a move or not?
Okay, yeah. So recently, about 5 or 6 months ago, I was cheated on pretty bad. I've always kind of been the one to have the confidence to go after guys and all that. And I don't know, my confidence has just been shot since. I started a new job around the same time, and there's this guy, and I don't know, he's perfect. He's so sweet. He just seems so different from everyone else. And I have no confidence to make a move. He probably has no idea I even like him. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted your guys' help because I don't know how to go on from here, and I just kind of feel like I'm in a place where I'm just stuck.
Okay, well, how when you say there's a guy at work, do you guys work closely? Do you guys barely work together at all? Like, how often do you see him?
So I'm a therapist, so we don't really work together, but we work in the same building. So I see him in passing a lot and, like, a high... every once in a while, and we have, like, Google chats that everyone can talk on. So, not a bunch, but I do see him every day.
Okay.
Has he ever done anything to kind of give you maybe a sign that he might be into you, or are you just doing this on a whim?
I mean, I'm kind of doing it on a whim, but I also, I don't know, I've never gone after something and didn't have it, you know, reciprocate feelings. Match with him on Hinge, like, a few months ago.
Oh,
but he never liked me back. So I'm like, I don't know if he still has Hinge or if he just didn't like it back, because it tells you when someone likes you.
So you liked him, but he didn't complete the match. Like, he didn't like you back.
Exactly.
So you guys didn't match. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe, and I'll help you out here, because the narrative I would tell myself is if I liked a guy on Hinge and he didn't like me back, but we worked together, we worked in the same building, I would assume that he has the same thought process as me of, like, it's not that I don't like Kenzie, but there's a bunch of other girls I can date and they all don't work in my office. So I'm not going to make things weird by pursuing a workplace relationship.
Exactly. Or he probably also thinks I come across like super standoffish. Like, I'm not always like, I don't know. I just feel like I have like a closed off personality until you get to know me too.
Okay. So. And also you said like your vibe is off right now because of this betrayal and coming off of a really bad breakup. So you're not your usual approachable self.
Right.
Okay. All right, Mo, should she make a move?
See, work is tricky for me, man. It's such a high risk in case it doesn't go the way you want to go, and now you got to see this person every day, and it's awkward. So I
high risk, high reward.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
I normally, for me, I wouldn't try at work, but if you feel a connection that you just feel is undeniable and it's something that you are going to regret not knowing, then I'd say just go for it. Just ask them. And y'all don't work directly together. You see them in passing, so that makes it a little better. So, yeah, shoot your shot.
The workplace thing is so delicate, though, especially if you don't see him all the time. Like, when the way you're describing it, it seems like it would be low risk because you don't see him all the time. But at the same time, how do you know that there's really a connection that's worth risking? Like, if I was you and let's say like some guy was going to approach me and I see him like once every 2 months because we say hi to each other in the hallways and he just asked me out, I'm gonna be like, whoa, like we don't even know each other and he's going after me. So if I was you, I would kind of ease into it and I would go from just saying hi to each other in the hallways every now and then to trying to start a friendship at the workplace so it doesn't feel as completely like out of the blue when you go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I could get that. I could start that.
And Kenzie, I'm sitting here thinking too, like I'm kind of on this in the same boat as Abby. Instead of just asking him out, you work in the same building. You work in the same industry. Why not just say like, hey, you want to grab drinks after work? Like it doesn't have to be like a date. Mm-hmm. It can just be like colleagues, you know, talking about colleague stuff and then see if you pick up a vibe and if there's something there, hopefully he'll start to initiate it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's definitely a good idea. I think I just have a problem with wanting to go after what I want right then and there, but I can slow it down.
All right. So let's go ahead and let's start initiating this plan. What are you going to do today when you see the dude?
See, I feel like it's hard to talk to him in person, but I do have him on social media and I have been able to send him a message before, so maybe send him a message during the day.
That's coward's behavior. That's coward's behavior.
I'm glad I followed up with this.
What?
No, say hi to him, Kenzie.
Kenzie, I'm going to help your confidence a little bit because earlier you said that this guy is just so different than all the other. No, he's not. He's a dude and he likes monster trucks and sports and golf and PBRs on the weekend and he scratches his butt. Like he's a dude.
What?
He is a dude. So just picture that. He's like every other guy. I'm sure he's wonderful once you get to know him, but at the end of the day, like he's just a dude. And if it doesn't work out with this guy, there is somebody else out there. You sound like a great gal, even though you sound a little cowardly right now.
she's off of a bad breakup, Abby.
I know.
This is a room of comfort.
that was your locker room chat. Go get him now.
That was my pep talk.
All right. So this is the deal. All right. This is the deal, Kenzie. You're going to have some kind of conversation with him today in person. That's the goal. It's small but mighty. All right. You got this.
Okay, sounds good. I will try.
Few words, big energy.
No, not I will try. I will do.
There you go.
I will do.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I don't know if we should blame it on the pollen. I don't know if we should blame it on the alcohol.
Blame it on the alcohol.
But there was a brawl at Cherry Blossom Fest.
Brawl at Cherry Blossom Fest?
What in the world?
I'm telling you, this was a wholesome event, too.
Yeah, it is.
I went out there to do promotions for Q. This was a huge event. Mm-hmm. I did not know it was going to fill up like this. Like, it was in a big field. We got there at like 8 in the morning. There was nobody there. By 4 o'clock, the place was like packed out. It looked like Woodstock.
Where's the Cherry Blossom Festival again?
It's in Brookhaven. It's put on by, I think, the city of Brookhaven.
Cool.
So the headliner goes on. I think it's AOC. AOC?
Oh, the senator?
The government official?
Okay, nope. That's wrong, man.
Wait, what?
OAC?
Hold
Does
on.
That sound right? Hold no. on. I have it pulled up here.
Yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez
okay,
is
that.
AOC.
Not,
she's a United States representative.
Not AOC.
She's out there getting lit.
Okay.
He turned it up.
I got it. It was OAR.
Oh,
not AOC.
Okay.
Two very different.
Okay. AOC wasn't there.
It's important to get that one correct.
And they're like, like, they're legit.
My apologies.
They are legit. You are such a dork.
Okay. OAR goes on.
Okay, not AOC.
No, not AOC. She wasn't there.
Okay.
So about 10 minutes into their set, and yeah, this was like the day with the highest pollen count in Georgia history. Is that what it was?
It was over 14,000. So if this was this past Saturday, it was over 14,000. It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. I'd put my cup down. Like, I'd have to clean the whole top off. I'd put my cup down. 3 minutes, it is completely covered again. So, yeah, I think people were struggling out there. A lot of sneezing and drinking beers. Just all of a sudden, like, pretty close to where the tent is, a big cloud of pollen and dust comes up. And there's kids in strollers here. Like, it is a family event. This is no like crazy festival. This is supposed to be a family event.
Mm-hmm.
I see through the crowd, these two guys like have each other in a headlock. If you can picture that. Two guys that have each other in a headlock.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time, which is a pretty good trick. But they go down to the floor and it's just like, it's like poof,
yeah,
because the dust and the pollen. It took like 6 or 7 cops to jump in there and tear them apart.
At the Cherry Blossom Festival.
At the Cherry Blossom Fest. One guy tries to dart out. They grabbed him. And immediately, people in the crowd just take sides. So they kind of gather around the person whose side they're taking. I didn't see enough of it to know who is the guilty party until they started talking to the policemen. And
so now the police are taking statements from everybody.
Yes, in a long time. Like, this is taking a long time. There's one guy, his hair's all ruffled up. Both of their shirts are just brown at this point. But the one guy, I wasn't trying to take sides, but I saw this one guy. He had the crazy eyes. But even more than that, he had his hands right up next to his head yelling. And that, to me, yells you're guilty. If you're trying to defend yourself that hard that your hands are up, you're probably guilty.
So you feel like he's being overly defensive, hence meaning he's super guilty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the other guy was just like, he seemed disappointed. Like, he was just like, dang it, why'd that happen? So then I kind of...
Why am I fighting at the Cherry Blossom Fest?
So I felt good about that guy. I decided, you are innocent. The other guy's guilty. The sad part is, who in my mind is the innocent party, his girlfriend was talking to us for a while at the tent right before this happened. She was furious at him. And now I've come up with this whole backstory for these people. And it's like, this guy didn't even do anything. He was aggressed upon.
It happens like that.
Yeah. Okay,
so wait, next time you got to do us a solid because we need the tea. Like, we need the story. And
jump
now,
in the fight?
Now I want, no, you look at him.
I know. I'd get broken like a stick.
Snap him like a twig. No, but I want to know, like, what caused the fight? Like, what was the straw that broke the camel's back that got these two guys into a joint headlock at the Cherry Blossom Festival in Brookhaven?
Well, I want to know too.
I've come up with a lot of theories. It has to begin with a spilled beer. Like, someone backs up into another guy. Also, what's it called whenever you start meddling in police business that you can get arrested for?
Oh, obstruction of justice?
Yeah. So send me to jail next time. But, yeah.
So listen, we have quite a few listeners in Brookhaven. So this is what I'm throwing out. If you know either one of the parties that were involved in a dual headlock at the Cherry Blossom Festival, which apparently was in eyesight of the Q99-7 tent.
That's correct.
Because you got to witness.
It was on, I forget what stage right and stage left is. I think stage right. If you're standing on the stage, it's on the right.
Yep, that's stage right.
All right, stage right.
Uh-huh.
In my mind, the guilty party was wearing a gold chain. The innocent party had poofy hair that got messed up in the dirt.
All right, we just want to know what pushed whoever over the edge and why a brawl ended up happening at the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Yes, please. I'm dying of curiosity.
Yeah, I need to know. All right, 1-855-BIRCHO.
The Bert Show.
Y'all, we are going to get to the bottom of this. We are going to figure out why there was a dual headlock at the Cherry Blossom Festival in Brookhaven at Blackburn Park. I, by the way, got my hair did yesterday. Shout out to Jay Gold Salon and my girl Jess. She said she was at the Cherry Blossom Festival. She didn't see the brawl or anything like that, but she said it was packed over the weekend.
I saw so many people post about it. I was like, I didn't know we were all so passionate about cherry blossoms.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and I mean, OAR was there. I think she went to go see Edwin McCain because she's a big fan. The Boys to Men were there. Like,
now that threw me.
Yeah, right?
What are they doing there?
But I asked if anybody knew the tea on why these two guys got into a fight to call us up. Brandon, welcome to the Bert Show.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Okay, dude, what went down? Do you really know what happened between these two dudes at the Cherry Blossom Festival?
Okay, so my boy Jimmy, he said he was over there, right? Because we're sitting here listening to the show on the way to work. And he said that originally the poofy hair dude was actually talking to the gold chain guy's girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was trying to mack his girl right in front of him?
I guess right in front of him.
So the poofy hair guy was macking on Gold Chain's girl, and then Gold Chain got mad, and that's why he went after poofy hair guy and put him in a headlock.
That's what Jimmy said, but Jimmy said that the poofy hair guy started the altercation after talking to his girl.
So maybe he was trying to assert his dominance, try and win her honor?
My man tried to take his girl by putting him in a headlock? What is going on?
She's mine now.
Ended up losing.
You said he ended up losing?
Yeah, I think so.
And with all that hair, too.
All right, I'm just curious. Jimmy, as a witness, how many adult beverages did Jimmy have?
Oh, I'm sure more than a few.
Okay. All right. I feel like that's important to know, where, how capable our witness is. Or not how capable, but what's the word I'm looking for? How?
Credible.
Credible.
Thank you. How credible our witness is. All right, thanks so much for calling, Brandon. We appreciate it.
Yes, no problem. Y'all have a great one.
You too. All right, now we have another insider scoop, and it's all thanks to Abby.
Oh, yeah, this is Kaylin. I was a bridesmaid with her last year at my cousin's wedding. Hey, Kaylin.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Okay, so what are the odds?
Isn't this so funny? What's so funny about this is last time Kaylin called in, because Kaylin's called in before, is when we were trying to figure out why the groomsmen at my cousin's wedding got arrested. So Kaylin knows everything, apparently.
Dude, Kaylin, in the know. So you were at the Cherry Blossom Festival this past weekend?
Yes, and I regret to say that one of the parties involved in the fight is my brother in FSU-dom. We went to school together.
Stop! What? What are the odds?
Right, this is crazy.
Okay, so now, Kaylin, give us your version of the story, please.
So my version matches up pretty closely, other than I got the scoop from the girlfriend after the boyfriend was pulled away by the police. The shorter one with the disheveled hair is, I guess, how I'll describe him, since that's how we've been talking about him. My account matches up pretty closely. She got a drink spilled on her. He seemed like he was saying sorry about it, and then her boyfriend, sure enough, tried to defend her honor, and that's when the headlock ensued. I actually think I got a nice view of the headlock body slam combo.
Oh,
it was a body slam.
Said, the pollen went poof.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Okay, so the caller that we just had, Brandon, sounds like that may not be an accurate story. But so it's what Mikey was saying, that a spilled beer or something like that. And you're like, yeah, somebody spilled a beer on your friend's girlfriend. Or is it your brother's girlfriend? Are you having a hard time following?
No, I'm assuming the one that you know is the other one, not the gold chain guy. The gold chain guy was the girlfriend, right? Had the girlfriend.
Yes, the one that I know is the other one.
Poofy hair guy.
Right. Poofy hair guy is the one that she knows. He spilled the drink on the woman. I think it was an accident. Yep. He tried to say sorry.
Got it.
Gold chain guy was like, nah, you can't spill a drink on my girl. You wildin'. And then he put him in a headlock, and then it was another headlock and then a body slam, I think.
Who body slam? Okay.
Exactly.
So, Kaylin, again, was it poofy hair guy that body slammed gold chain? Did your friend get the body slam in, or was he body slammed?
He got the body slam in after the guy tried to defend his girlfriend. I think that's why she was upset, is not only did he try and defend her and she might not have wanted that, but he did not end up looking good.
Oh, no, he
got body slammed in front of his girl, man.
Oh, no.
At the Cherry Blossom Fest.
I can't believe we have such an incredible eyewitness account, and it all came from inside the house, and it's a friend of Abby's. This is blowing my mind right now. All right, so what about fallout? So cops come in, intervene. Mikey said there was six cops. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there were a lot of cops. They came pretty quick.
Okay, and then did anybody get in trouble or what?
So I think Mikey said it took forever, but I did see some sort of ticket or notepad being written up at the very end of the festival when it ended at 5 o'clock. So I think they let him go back to partying, talk to him a bunch of times, and then I do think there was either some sort of written note or a ticket.
She said when it ended at 5 p.m., which means there was a headlock body slam brawl like around 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Cherry Blossom Festival.
In Brookhaven.
How'd your afternoon go? What did I tell you?
Just to add a little more flavor to this story, Kaylin, do you remember who was on stage performing at the time?
I think Gavin DeGraw had just finished and then OAR came on.
Okay. Featuring Gavin DeGraw?
I can't imagine a worse circumstance to get body slammed in front of your girl.
OMG. Kaylin, you are the best. Thank you so much for reaching out to Abby. Abby, thank you for getting her on.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Not the body slam during Chariot.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Cardi B raised some concerning news about her ex-husband Offset because apparently he is threatening to take both her life and his life and sending revenge videos of the adult content variety.
Probably need a little bit of a trigger warning there for anybody who's experienced DV.
Yeah, so just a heads up here. We're going to kind of run through it real quickly, but basically during a live stream, she said that he's been harassing her constantly for the past few months, alternating between begging her to come back and then also threatening to take both of their lives. Cardi also claims that he's been sending videos of them doing the do to the new guy she's been seeing.
Wow.
She said, every time he knows that I go out of town, he harasses me. He leaves me voice notes trying to put my self-esteem to the ground, and I'm so tired of it. Mm. It's absolutely awful.
I just hate this for them. I hate that it keeps playing out in public and that they won't find a way to just handle this differently, especially for the kids and their family. It's all messy.
I just don't understand the toxicity. Like, you have three kids together. Why would, and you're in the public eye, so you know this is all going to come to light. Like, why be a-holes to each other?
There's no understanding it.
Emotions.
Yeah, and I think just when love is such a intense and complicated emotion, and even though this is not examples of true love to us, for them or for him, he thinks this is his way of showing love and passion, but in actuality, it's the complete opposite.
100%. All right, Cardi B, on a lighter note, decided to prank her fans yesterday for April Fool's Day. I'm with y'all where I feel like April Fool's has kind of played out. Like, we have too many jokes from every corporate business, like trying to convince us that they're going to have pickle-flavored sodas or weird cocktails on their menu.
Well, I saw that the running joke on social media was that reality is a joke enough right now that we don't need any pranks because we feel like we're getting pranked every single day when we read the news.
I feel that. Like, it feels like one big April Fool's.
When I heard about the GDP tanking, I was like, please say April Fool's. Please say it's a joke. Mm-hmm. But Cardi B decided to do a fun prank on her followers, saying that she gets her beautiful glowing skin from a certain sauce from a fast food restaurant.
Hi, guys. It's your girl, Cardi B. And let me tell you a little secret. So everybody always asks me, how do my skin look so beautiful, so shiny, so amazing at the age of 32, three kids, job stressing me out, and sleepless nights? Well, I've been using this new cream. It's the Kanes Moisturizing Sauce Cream. Oh, my gosh. Like, first of all, look at the pigmentation of it. It just goes great with my skin. And, it's non-greasy, non-sticky, and oh my God, it smells just like chicken.
I'll be honest with you. When I saw it, I believed her because I'm like, if you've ever had cane sauce, that thing feels like it could cure anything. It could cure depression, cure chronic illness.
It's really good.
It's delicious. All right, Mark Cuevas from Love is Blind is clearing the air after his wife Aubrey accused him of blindsiding her with their separation announcement on social media. If you didn't hear this earlier this week on The Burt Show, I explained that Mark Cuevas decided to post a joint Instagram post between him and his wife Aubrey, basically saying that, yeah, it's been a lovely 3 years, but we are going our separate ways. And then Aubrey commented that that was news to her, and apparently she had been blindsided by the news, and that she claimed that he was just trying to cover his tracks. He had been caught with other women, and so she's basically saying he posted that quote-unquote joint Instagram post to make him look better and get ahead of the narrative. And Mark is coming out and saying that's absolutely not the case. There was no cheating, and apparently they had discussed it beforehand. So very shady on both their parts, I think.
Shady.
All right, we lost a Hollywood icon, Val Kilmer, this week, and we're going to honor his legacy coming up on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.